You are listening to Melbourne Lights Church Weekly Podcast.
We've been doing a preach on being a kingdom people, right, over the last little while, a series. And I love that we get to be equipped and empowered to run and to do this. It's not just for here. We know that up here, right? We know in our head this is not for just here. But somehow we forget when we step out the door. But we've been praying that you guys, and us too, this is for me, that we'd be so transformed, so encountered, transformed, that we'd be equipped, empowered, and then released and launched, and we'd boldly go out there into our everywhere and do what Jesus said to do, to bring the rule and reign of Jesus Christ into our everywhere. That looks like many different things. It's not one way. But we get to bring the rule and reign into a world that is dark and hopeless, a world that doesn't even know it's lost half the time, a world that is, I mean, it doesn't take anyone prophetic to actually look around and see suicide rates, loneliness rates, hopelessness rates. Like the government is scratching its head trying to work out, how do we fix this problem? And there's only one answer, actually. His name is Jesus Christ. We have the answer. Us, me and you, treasure in this earthen vessel, the Bible calls it, in this jar, this nothing, this broken at times. Yeah, it is what it is. But the treasure is Him within. And they need what we've got. They need what we've got. So we're talking about being a kingdom people, bringing the rule and reign of Jesus everywhere. Jesus said it like this: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You would have heard that again and again in this series. It's at hand. Why? It's within reach. Whose hand? Yours and mine. This is where the kingdom is at. It's not far. It's not out there. It's not in another church. It's not in a special place. Here it is. See, it's the treasure within that gets released here. The kingdom looks like something, and we've talked about that, where Jesus, everywhere He went, darkness shifted, people got healed, demons left, blind eyes opened, deaf ears opened, supernatural things, you know, crazy things happened. The lame walked, the dead were raised. Like, this was the rule and reign of the kingdom breaking in, because those things don't exist in heaven. And Jesus had the authority to bring on earth as it is in heaven. And what did He ask us to do? That very same thing. Release on earth as it is in heaven. We get to do this. And so this is what this series is about. It's about grabbing hold of the truth and the reality of what Jesus has said, what Jesus has imparted, what Jesus has commissioned us to do, and then going and doing it. It's pretty simple. I've had the privilege of traveling a little bit and ministering in different cities, in Brisbane, I was in Perth, and also in Melbourne with School of Faith, who I also work for. And God is showing up in power. Like, the book of Acts is still happening. Do you know that? The book of Acts continues through us, right? The Holy Spirit is moving still. And we are seeing healing like never before. I mean, Paul shared some of what happened when he was away. But there's a hunger that's stirring. There's a hunger in people that are like, we have to have more. There has to be more than this. Is Jesus really who He says He is? And for someone here, I felt this morning that like Thomas, who said, I don't believe Jesus rose again. I can't believe it. Unless I see it and feel it, I can't. I just can't believe it. And for someone, at least one person here, you're in that place. And Jesus is not angry at you for doubting. He's just saying, let me come and meet with you. Jesus wants to hold your hand and show you, I'm real. There's an encounter waiting for you this morning. There is a call for believing believers to rise up in our kingdom mandate. Rise up in our authority and step up into the call and purpose that God has for each of us, right? Our call and purpose, as we said, is to bring the rule and reign of Jesus into this world, into your everywhere. Matthew 11:12 says this: the kingdom suffers violence and the violent take it by force. It sounds like a really like forceful word, and it is. We are not back-footed, timid. We're not meant to be pushed down, shut up, embarrassed, afraid, ashamed, scared people. That's not our identity. And if that's what you've been living under this morning, my prayer is we break free. You break free out of that. You step into who God says you are and who you've been called to be. The kingdom suffers violence, and the violent, that's us, the violent ones. Because we will not tolerate darkness anymore. The violent ones, the kingdom enforcers, go and take it by force. Rise up, church. Rise up, church. This is my message this morning is rise up. You are these ones. If you are in Christ, this is who you are. The Bible says in Proverbs that the righteous are as bold as lions. I just want to read a prophetic word, and then I'm actually going to unpack just a bit of a preach that the Lord has put on my heart. But there is a roar that the Holy Spirit is about to release through His people. And when I say His people, that's us. If you love Him, that's you. There is a roar that He is about to release through His people. It isn't through the one, but through a people collectively carrying a sound. And it is a mighty, mighty roar. It is a sound that will bring terror to the enemy. A lion in the wild, right, is terrifying. I've not heard one, but we have many friends here who have been in Africa and other places. I've heard one at the zoo, but it's not quite the same, probably. I don't know. They're a bit tamer, maybe. I wouldn't want to get close to one to find out. But a lion, when it roars, you don't just hear the sound, you feel it in the ground. Is that right? Those who have been, yeah. There's a sound, there's a vibration in the ground, and it's terrifying. Well, the Holy Spirit is raising up a wild church, a people of one thing, a people who don't resist Him. That is my, if I can implore you on anything this morning, is don't resist the Holy Spirit. For those of you who have resisted Him, stop resisting the Holy Spirit. He's looking for a place and a people where there's least resistance. He wants to come and rest on and settle on a people where He's not resisted. Don't resist Him. He's looking. Well, He's raising up, not just looking, He's raising up a people in this time who are an all-in people, a people who will run into the dark places and roar. This morning in our praise, this morning as we loved on Jesus, there was a sound that was released. You might not have heard it, but there was a sound not just released here, but a vibration in the earth, I believe, that has gone out and has begun to shift things out here, out there. We get to be the light in this city, in this area. And there's a sound as we praise and worship that gets released and begins to shatter dark places. Do you believe that? Yeah. Oh, good. Amen. Well, good. If you don't, that's okay. You're going to get there because He's going to show you. We can't be effective in the kingdom if we don't understand, though, that everything we do comes from a place of rest. This is where I'm coming to today. What I want to speak about for the few minutes I have left. Everything comes from rest. Now, firstly, rest just isn't, it's not really a position. I'm not talking about the place that we go to, say, for holidays, or we sit in our favorite chair with a cup of tea, or put your feet up. I'm not talking about that rest this morning, okay? I'm talking about a position within a person, the person of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the Sabbath, right? And that there can probably end a few arguments that a lot of people have around what day should we gather or not. We gather in one name and we gather in one person and we gather in Him who is rest. He is the Sabbath, okay? Rest is a weapon, just like peace is a weapon. Did you realize that peace in the kingdom is a weapon? So people say, I want world peace. You don't know what you're asking for. Peace is a weapon. Romans 16:20 says, the God of peace will soon crush the enemy, crush Satan under your feet. There's a partnering with peace as a weapon, and He crushes the enemy. Love is a weapon. We know that because the scripture says perfect love drives out, it casts out, it kicks out all fear. Fear has no place when love steps in. It's a weapon. Rest is like that. And that's the rest I'm talking about. A kingdom people who do everything from a place of that rest. Let me read I don't know if the guys got this, but a quote that I found. And I thought it just fit perfectly with being a kingdom people. Rest is an act of resistance to the empires and kingdoms of this world and within our lives. Okay, they don't have it. That's okay. So let me read that again. Rest is an act of resistance to the empires and kingdoms of this world and within our own lives. It is an act of reclamation and an act of redemption in bringing God's restoration to the world. That sounds like warfare to me. How does that work? Rest, war. Rest, violent, take it by force. Rest, what? We're going to unpack this so this starts to settle into your spirits, your souls, and your whole body. In Hebrews, the Bible says, make every effort to get into rest, to enter into rest. Do whatever it takes to get with Jesus. That's all. I'm going to strip that back and simply say, do whatever it takes, pay whatever price it costs you to get with Jesus, because he is rest. Everything you need is going to be found in the place of oneness with him. Rest is not the absence of activity. Now, so many times, one of my aunties will always say, oh, I just need to, we've got to go buy that island, that tropical island, and just let's just get out of here. And it's tempting. Yeah. Can we just escape? But rest is not the absence of activity. It's the absence of fear. It's the absence of anxiety. It's the absence of worry and comparison. It's the absence of stress and noise and distraction and striving and not having to prove anything. Jesus didn't have to prove who he was. He didn't have to prove his position. Everything he did was out of a place of rest. He knew his sonship. Do we know our sonship? And that means daughtership as well. Do you really know? We sit in church week in, week out. We hear good messages on YouTube. I love them. But we become immune or inoculated to the fact that this word is truth, that we are sons and daughters. What does that even mean and look like? It does look like something. This is a wake-up message, really. I'm waking you up to get into rest. Wake up so that you can rest and do everything from that place. Rest, being in rest, being in him, is being fully aware of him in everything. That he consumes me, that he consumes my being. When he says, take off your shoes to preach, I'm like, Lord, but he consumes me. And so I live for him. And so I take off my shoes. It's the least I can do. The ground I'm on is holy ground. I'm going to trust you, Lord, that this is what it is, a holy space. He wants to arrest us. He wants to arrest your attention, to arrest your being. Imagine being arrested, where you have you're captive. Well, he wants to captivate us so that he can then rest upon us. And then we can work, like everything we do, work, our family, our ministry, like all of it, which is all wrapped up in it's all our act of worship, it should be. Everything we do comes from there. Being fully secure in him. It's an increasing reality that we should be walking in, right? From glory to glory. And I've got a whole list of I ams and not a lot of time left. But get into the I ams. Who are you? Like, who are you? Put them up on your mirror. Put them up. Take them like medicine. Like, speak it out. I am redeemed. I am righteous. I am bold. I am chosen. I have the mind of Christ. I am a new creation. There's so many I ams. Feed yourself on them and become what they are because they're truth. He wants to transform us from glory to glory. Matthew 3, 16 to 17. Now, after being baptized, this should come up. I did send scriptures to admin, but that's okay if they don't. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, if you've got your Bible and you want to follow along. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened. He saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and resting on him. There's that word, resting on him. I'm going to paint a picture for you. And a voice came from the heavens and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The dove, which, you know, Holy Spirit is not a dove. He's God. He's God, the Holy Spirit, the fullness of Jesus and the Father in Holy Spirit. But sometimes he comes in the form of things. And he came like a dove. And he rested upon. And when he rested upon, he settled there. He came upon Jesus. Jesus needed the dove. We need the Holy Spirit's presence to come and rest on us. We can't do this without him. We need him to come and rest on us. And I love this speaker, that one of my favorites at the moment, Haley Braun from Bethel Church, says this: "The God who is everywhere is looking for somewhere. The God who is everywhere is looking for somewhere. Will you be the somewhere? Will I be the somewhere? Will we be the somewhere that he can come and rest upon? And when he rests upon, everything shifts. When he rests upon, he births things. When he rests upon, he transforms a people. And we begin to do what Jesus said to do. We become those bold, wild, crazy disciple-like ones who go out and do what Jesus said: heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper. Freely I've received, freely give." We become those. Rest and God's presence are ultimately intertwined. Only through the presence of God can any of us have full and complete rest. Exodus 33, Moses said this, and he had a limited, look, this is pre-cross, pre-Holy Spirit poured out. Now, he knew the Lord deeply. He was a friend of God. But he said this, and he was having a bit of a, not an argument, but a discussion with the Lord. And the Lord promised something, but he said, "I'm not going unless you send your presence, unless your presence goes with me." And the Lord said this in Exodus 33, 14, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." Do you see that presence and rest are intertwined and interconnected? Everything about him comes from that position, presence and rest. It's supernatural. So yeah, I'm trying to just shift us out of the world's way of thinking of rest. Do we need holidays? Yes, we do. Do we need to take time out? Yes, we do. Even if it's a moment with a cup of tea in the garden. Yes, we do. But that's not the rest I'm talking about, okay? This is a supernatural state of being that we live in. And I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. We're moving from glory to glory, from rest to rest. Acts chapter 1 verse 1 says this: "When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire distributing themselves," my goodness, "and they rested on each one of them. And each were filled with the Holy Spirit." The God who is everywhere is looking for somewhere. He's looking for people who are willing to say yes, to come up, to come and rest upon again and again and again and again. Will we be those ones? David, do you mind coming up to play? I want to unpack just a really short little verse. And I'm just doing something a bit different. I just felt that David could just maybe release some music, just some worship. There's not going to be us singing. It's just going to release just something of the sound of heaven as I just unpack this little verse with us. And I think there's some keys in here. There's some keys for us in how we can enter into rest and remain. Psalm 46:10 says this. Psalm 46, 10. It's 8 words in this verse. It's really short. God says this, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. In a world that is clamoring, that is busy and distracting on every level, be still and know that I am God. I'm going to unpack these 8 little words, and I want you to listen, to receive, and then we're going to pray after each one and partner with. So be. He starts this verse off with be still, right? Be. Be. Learn to just be without doing anything. Just be. To me, this speaks of our identity, being secure as a son or a daughter. Where the busyness, the distractedness, the hopelessness, the darkness, even the amazingness of our lives, where that stops, it stops speaking the loudest. The shh of heaven can come and quiet our souls. That's our mind, our will, and emotion. Some of you are tormented. You need the shh of heaven to just come and settle your soul. Come, Holy Spirit. We're going to pray. Just close your eyes and just look at Him. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, in our crazy, busy world where we're distracted, where we're pulled in every direction, where we're maybe just, the noise doesn't stop, the demands don't stop, the clamoring for attention doesn't stop, the stuff around us doesn't stop. Holy Spirit, they're loud. Help us not to get sucked into the perpetual demand of this rat race right now. I want to break the cycle of the rat race. Holy Spirit, would you breathe upon every mind and heart that is in this space? Come, come, breathe, 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 breathe. Holy Spirit, bring the shh, the shalom of heaven right now, that we would learn to be free to be. This morning I say, be free to be in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to pray like that after each one. So this is me sharing, you responding, and I'm responding too. So be still and know that I'm God. Still. Still means stop. Just stop. I love that Jesus was asleep in a storm in a boat, right? The storm began and it was wild. It's not just a little storm. And anyone who's been on boats, I mean, that's frightening. When a storm like that comes, it's frightening. And the disciples were frightened for their lives, and Jesus slept. He was asleep because he was at rest. He knew his mission, he knew his position, and he was at rest. And when the disciples cried out, Jesus, how can you be asleep? Wake up. Look, we're going to die. Jesus just stood up and he said, stop. He talked to the storm and he said, be still. And the disciples were amazed that even the wind, the waves obeyed him. And this morning, Jesus is saying, stop. To the noise, to the mess, to the despair, to the hopelessness, to the brokenness. He's saying, stop. Storm, be still. Jesus is at rest. Why don't you join him in that space of rest? Take his hand. It's scary sometimes. Take his hand. He is rest. Help us, Holy Spirit. We lean in and we choose the quietness and stillness that brings healing, soothing, restoration, and comfort to our minds and our emotions, our bodies and our spirit. This stillness goes to every level. We breathe you in and we choose to be still. Every distracting, noisy, deceiving, lying, hopeless spirit right now, I command you to be quiet, to shut up in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go now. Let peace flow. thank you, Lord, still. I still myself. We step into the stillness of your presence, Lord. All anxiety, all fear, all depression, darkness, addictions, be still and let go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be still and know. No, this is about intimacy. That's the third word, no. This is about intimacy, not just head knowledge, not just getting more information or learning theology. It's about knowing him. You know, even the demons, the Bible says this, the demons know him and they tremble. Do we know him at that level? They know him and they tremble. They know what's coming. You see, we can have a fear of God, but we don't need to tremble in that sense because he loves us, because he loves us. And he loves you. He loves you. It's not enough to just know him here. The know that we're talking about here is yada. It's a word called yada. And that is like the word used for Adam, new Eve. It's oneness. It's intimacy. It's entwined into becoming one. That's the knowing he wants for you and me to have. Don't be happy with just knowing about him. Don't be happy knowing where you're at right now. Do everything to enter into rest, enter into oneness with the one. Help us, Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray again. Help us, Holy Spirit, to know, to yada you deeply, and knowing that anchors every soul. It stabilizes the very core of our beings. It's a knowing that brings safety and security, and it breaks off all insecurity and fear. You can breathe him in this space right now. It makes us sure and confident in you, Lord. No matter what anyone else or whatever is happening in the world around us, it keeps us grounded in truth, connected to love, and it keeps us on the path. Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. Help us, Holy Spirit, take us deeper in our knowing of you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Anchor our souls so we become immovable and unshakable and unwavering in our faith. You know, there's a deposit of faith right now and a release of faith. And if you need that and you want it, just say, I need that, Jesus. I'm taking that right now. It's being deposited right now. Over there and over there and over there and over there. And you just take it. It's available if you want it. Some of you need faith for the season you're in and what you're facing right now. Take it. Be still and know that I am. This is my favorite part of this scripture. I am. This is who our God is. He is the great I am. There is no question, no doubt. He is established. He is true. He is faithful. He is just. He is righteous and he is God. He is the great I am. And as I even hear those words, it's like cosmic ripples. I know it sounds weird, but ripples going out just from that statement, like a sonic boom or energy, just in that one statement. If there was a heavenly Richter scale, we would see that those words, I am, measure something. They're doing something. All authority is in that actual statement, I am. All authority. Everything in creation is subject to the I am. In John chapter 18, verse 4 to 6, Jesus said this. I'll tell you what he says. He says this actual phrase. But Jesus is about to be arrested. He's going to go to the cross. The soldiers come in. I'm going to paraphrase it. It's probably up there. And Jesus says to them, knowing full well who they wanted, who is it that you're looking for? Who do you want? And they said, we're looking for Jesus, the Nazareth. And Jesus says this, I am he. The moment he says, I am he, and you can read it, it's there. I am he. The moment he says that, this is a crowd of trained soldiers, right? This is not a fairy tale. This happened. These are soldiers. The moment he said, I am, it was like a stake in the ground. It was a statement with full authority. The I am stood up and said, I am he. And every soldier, it says, drew back and fell down by one statement. I am. I am. It's a flag placed in the ground. I am. I am. It roars. Even when it's whispered, I am. Help us, Holy Spirit, to deeply know the great I am, to surrender and submit to this one. What a fearful and wonderful thing to deeply surrender to the I am, the almighty I am. Every sickness comes under the authority of the great I am even now. Every demon trembles at the authority of that statement even now. The I am is in the room. And even now I declare freedom. Be free. I am. I am. I am here. Be still and know that I am. God is the last word. God, Yahweh, the Bible says, Yahweh. There's no other. Yahweh, the very breath we breathe in, the oxygen to every cell in our bodies is actually crying out for this one, Yahweh. It's even in like the sound of it, they say, is like taking breath in and out. Like the Yah is the inward. Yahweh. Yahweh. Our lungs are crying out. Our bodies are crying out. You know what the Bible says? The very rocks will cry out if we don't. But every cell in our being needs this one. Yahweh. Life itself. Life himself. Yahweh. Yahweh. Knowing God to our very core means knowing him deeply on every level. And that's the invitation he gives us today. Not God in the distance, not God in a book, not even God just in the Bible. The God who is ever present, who is near, Emmanuel, God with us, Yahweh, wants to step in and step up and become the closest thing we'll ever know. Yahweh, there's rest that comes when we know him at that level. There's a response that our being has to come into. Yahweh, Holy Spirit, help us to deeply know God, life himself. He is life himself. That it be like the oxygen that we need to live. May your presence, your very being, oxygenate every being in this place. Without you, we're not living. We're the walking dead. Without him, we're not really living. Come, Holy Spirit. The God who knows the beginning from the end, the God that is all powerful, this God invites us to really, really, really know him. This God says to each of us, be still and know that I am God. Everything from the kingdom comes from this place, and I'm going to end with this just a little bit more. Everything we do for him, through him, to him, comes from this position. It's not about striving. It's not about that at all. It's just about abiding. Abiding. Today we have a chance to step into that. What Jesus has finished is our inheritance. He said it's finished on the cross. That's your inheritance today. All weariness, stress, anxiety can go, can be broken today. All striving, comparisons, jealousies can end today. Burdens of pain, disappointment, fear, brokenness, regret, that can be healed, that can be taken off, that can be met today. All shame, condemnation, fear, depression, he wants to break today. The great I am is here. Jesus, the Sabbath, rest himself is here to take it from us and bring us into freedom and wholeness so that we can go and be the violent ones who take back by force what the enemy has taken. That's what a kingdom people look like. Full of him, one with him, full of the security and the authority to release on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. The God who is everywhere is looking for somewhere. Will you let him arrest you? Arrest your attention, arrest your mind, arrest your dreams, arrest your brokenness, arrest your sickness. Will you let him arrest you so he can come and rest upon you?
We hope you've enjoyed this week's message. If you have any questions or would like more information, please contact us at melbournelightschurch.com.au.